The deal may help Microsoft broaden its reach beyond consoles, says Julianne Harty of Newzoo. King, a mobile-focused unit of Activision Blizzard, boasts around 245 million monthly players of its games, mostly of whom tap away at Candy Crush. It is also a strike against Sony, whose share price fell by 10% on news of the deal. If Microsoft controls the rights to Call of Duty, it can decide whether or not to allow the games to appear on Sony's rival PlayStation machine. When Microsoft bought ZeniMax Media, another gaming firm, for $7.5 billion in 2020, it said it would honour the terms of ZeniMax's existing publishing agreements with Sony, but that Sony's access to ZeniMax's new games would be considered on a case-by-case basis. It also fits Microsoft's long-term ambition to become the dominant player in a gaming market that it hopes still has plenty of room to grow. Mr. Nadella inevitably gushed about the virtual reality metaverse. The firm is bundling content and pushing the Game Pass subscription service, which offers console and PC gamers access to a rotating library of titles, which usually cost $40 to $60 each for $10 a month. Adding Activision Blizzard's catalogue to the service could boost its appeal. In the longer term, Microsoft hopes to use its Azure cloud computing arm to do for video games what Netflix did for films and TV. In 2020, it launched a game streaming add-on to Game Pass that beams high-end games across the internet to a phone, TV or desktop. Running a game's code in the cloud removes the need to own a powerful, pricey console or PC. The technology is tricky. Still, Microsoft hopes that as it matures, it will draw in more players, especially in middle-income countries, where smartphones are common but consoles rare. Although other firms including Sony, Amazon and Nvidia offer similar services, none looks as well-placed as Microsoft. The software giant combines a strong content library and decades of experience in gaming with the world's second-largest cloud operation behind Amazon. Microsoft's big bet may persuade rivals they too need to snap up content while they can. The gaming industry was already seeing plenty of merger activity. Last year, five deals worth $1 billion or more were inked. On January the 10th, Take-Two Interactive, a game developer and publisher, spent $13 billion on Zynga, a maker of mobile games. Sony will be feeling vulnerable after Microsoft's deal. Amazon, Apple or Netflix may decide that now is the time to show that they are serious about the business. Consolidation looks like the name of the game.